bet all got sideways early. It was going to be a quick hook. Just wasn't landing the fastball or the curveball, which are his two best pitches, enough to navigate that lineup. So we felt like we had a better shot going to the pen there. Yeah.
Back here on the right, fourth row.
Oli, did you fear the worst after the first inning with the errors you guys made? And then how happy are you that you guys managed to turn it around?
Yeah, a couple miscues there. Can't happen, but they do. And they capitalized on it, followed by the walk and then a couple doubles. So it got sideways really quickly. But we were able to capitalize on a couple of their errors as well, which led to us being able to do what we did. But yeah, it was tough, but credit to the guys for not giving in at any point in that game. We've been down 4 runs, what seems like a decent amount early over the course of the season. And those guys, they continue to fight back. So today was another one of those. Yeah.
John, here in the front.
Ollie, is that kind of resolve, that kind of grit, fueled the belief that you guys have a run in you, that you can get back in this thing, that you can climb your way up the standings?
We do believe we have a chance at this. But in reality, if we're talking about sustainable, we're going to have to pitch better, and we're going to have to continue to do what we do offensively and build on some of the things that are, like, Contreras had a really good day, and we feel like he's starting to get into a really good. He's going to be a big contributor to us being able to go on a run. But giving up 4 in the first and some of the miscues, those things are the things that can't happen. Yeah.
Third row on the right, on the end.
What do you think about Lars' contribution offensively?
Yeah, Lars, we like Lars. And I like him there in the 3-hole. He's done a nice job. He's just continuing to take good at-bats. That sac fly was a big one. And takes his walks when needed. But overall, very competitive at-bat. And on the other side of the baseball, he does a really nice job as well. Yeah.
Katie.
Going off of pitching better, how much can this series, for your bullpen in particular, be a springboard for them?
That's our hope, is that that's exactly what it is guys start to build off of that and gain some confidence in how they go about their stuff. But overall, I feel like today could be a good one for that. So, yeah.
Derek.
Ollie, when did it play out today that you knew Jordan would be available? And can you describe maybe what he did for you today, but not just today, but this road trip to kind of make it what it was?
He's been unbelievable. And his stuff is electric, but I'm talking about his mentality. And that's what it takes to be able to pitch high leverage the way that we've used him lately. It takes a lot of guts, and he took the ball 3 days in a row when we needed it. He was in bed all day yesterday, came in, played catch, came up to me and said, if it's a safe situation, give me the ball. And we did exactly that. This is a guy that likes those moments. He embraces the tough, and he gave us what we needed today. So it allowed us to use Gio in the 7th in that righty row, and then Palante with those lefties coming up, because we knew we were able to use Hicks at the end there. Otherwise, it'd be a little tougher to navigate that today. Yeah.
Take one more for Ollie on the left side on the end.
Hi. When you ever speak to other managers in the future, I'm just wondering what positive words you'd say about the experience you've had in London and playing in this series here.
Yeah, I wasn't sure coming into it. I know it'd be a good experience, but it's a lot better than I anticipated from having the days off and being able to kind of go through the city and get an idea of the culture and overall the people. And then the stadium, the games, the environment, it's very festive. I would say it was a very, very positive experience.